It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But you can't bowl and you can't throw. I'm just telling you what everybody knows. Absolute sense. You put down all the talent that's hit you out of the ground. Don't ask what it was, Karen and Joe. So you can't bowl and you can't throw.
In a week where Sam Northeast hit a quadruple century, becoming only the ninth cricketer and the first compass direction to do so. This is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
Well, that has got him to 400, and it's a quite magnificent achievement by this Glamorgan batsman. 402 not out, reaching his 400 with a huge six.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke, and yeah, good on Sam Northeast.
I, Tim, completely missed this bit of news,
but it is
glorious.
Yes. I mostly just want somebody to analyse his wagon wheel and determine how many runs he hit in a northeasterly direction.
What, you haven't already done that?
I haven't done that, no, but at least Crick Viz or someone should be always analysing those kind of things.
Yeah, that's right. Get onto a Crick Viz.
Yeah. But yeah, as you mentioned, he is the first compass direction to hit a quadruple century. Do you want to know some other compass direction cricketers and what their highest
first class scores are?
So Marcus North, his highest first class score of 239 not out.
It's pretty good.
Not quite the quadruple century. Tim Southee, what do you reckon his highest first class score is?
Oh, I think he's got over 100.
Yeah, he has. He's got 156. Which sounds very high.
That's very high.
Tim South East East.
Yes. Yeah.
So Sam Northeast is now the front runner in those directions. I'm sure there are plenty of other cricketers with names.
Adam West.
Yeah, Adam West used to play a little bit of cricket. Yes. So he made 410 not out. He was actually declared on.
That's the way to do it. If you're never going to go out, you've got to declare on it.
Yep, so he deserved a 500, I reckon. Deserved half a thousand.
Yep.
So just a quick overview of the match details. Leicestershire batted first. They made 584. And then Glamorgan.
So presumably someone got a century there too and thought they were doing pretty well.
Yep. Glamorgan made 5 for 795 declared in reply.
Yeah, so you never know what a pitch is like until both teams have had a bat on it.
So this one, a bit of a struggle for the bowlers. Leicestershire were then bowled out for 183 in their second innings, which meant they had suffered an innings defeat after scoring 584 in their first innings.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover one thing as usual, and it is the upcoming Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
It's not very often that we would talk about Commonwealth Games.
No, I think it's very rare. I think the men played in like 98 or something, I want to say. I think South Africa won that one. They got the gold medal. So, you know, it can't be a proper tournament if South Africa are winning it.
No.
But we do have seven teams competing for the silver medal in the Commonwealth Games this time around.
Is this inevitable? It is, isn't it?
I would think so. So the seven teams going for the silver medal and the bronze medal are India, Barbados, Pakistan, New Zealand, South Africa, England and Sri Lanka.
And, of course, the Australian women are going to win the gold medal. No
yes,
question.
They've already dressed up in gold to celebrate. They're all ready to go.
Yeah.
So the matches tend to either be either on a very good time for Australian fans or a very bad time. So it's either 8 p.m. at night, which is fantastic.
That's great.
Or 3 a.m. This is all Australian East Coast time. So most of the bigger games, so India or England, tend to be on at 8 p.m. Some of the perhaps less highly contested games are the 3 a.m. ones.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best.
We will. Yep. So it starts this Friday, Australia v India, 8 p.m.
Does that mean the entire Commonwealth Games also starts this Friday? It seems hard to believe.
Maybe it starts beforehand. It's starting imminently anyway.
Right.
Yes. So they have been having warm-up matches, various women's teams around the world to get into this. So South Africa played England in a few matches.
Mm.
How did that
You would think that would be pretty competitive, but no, England won every single game.
Yeah, and comfortably too. Mm. I think they were like 100-run wins in the ODIs and 6-wicket wins. And so never really put under much pressure the England women's team.
Yep, and Australia played Pakistan.
And Ireland.
This was three-team cricket.
This was, it should have been three-team cricket. Well, it could have been four-team cricket because there were six matches. Australia won two, Pakistan won one, Ireland won none, which if you've done the math there means that the rain washed out three matches. So the rain may be Australia's biggest threat to a gold medal in the Commonwealth Games,
yes,
I reckon.
Yes, could be.
Do you reckon the rain, is the rain eligible? Is the rain part of the Commonwealth?
Well, definitely. I mean, honestly, the Commonwealth invented rain.
Yep.
England invented rain. And I think I might put a bet on rain winning that series.
Yep.
Or at least getting the bronze or the silver. Possibly both.
Possibly both, yes. Mm. What other highlights were there from that tri-series?
Well, I think you said Talia McGrath was an absolute highlight of that tri-series.
Yes.
And she's often a highlight. She's going to be one to watch for everyone.
Yep. She's still in the T20, still keeping Elise Perry out of the team. So you know she must be going pretty well.
Yeah.
And her batting has become so reliable that her batting average is on 24/7.
Is that exactly what it is?
It is. She's batted four times in T20, scored 247 runs, and won four Player of the Match awards. Every time she's batted, she's won a Player of the Match award.
Yep.
And she's only just been dismissed in her most recent match.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she's in decent form in the T20 format.
Yeah, that's definitely one to watch. Fantastic.
I like how we kind of all know now that Alyssa Healy has taken over Ian as the, you know, the most famous Healy in Australian cricket.
Yep.
How long until Talia pushes Glenn aside, do you reckon?
Already. She's already done it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sorry, Glenn.
Did he ever play in a Commonwealth Games?
I think he did, actually.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right. Sponsors this week is just my general website, leibcricket.com, which contains links to everything I do, all my writing, all my podcasts, including this one. So after listening to this podcast, go to the website, leibcricket.com, click on the link back to the Can't Bowl, Can't Throw podcast, and then you can leave a review or do whatever you want to do over there. But perhaps most infamously, my website, leibcricket.com, also contains the countdown of the 40 funniest cricketers of all time, which was a project I embarked upon many years ago.
And there's nowhere else where you can see that, the 40th funny cricketers. So you need to go on there and have a look.
Yep, count them all down and click around, see what other good stuff's there. There are links to online games like Maxwell Ball and all kinds of other things. So that's leibcricket.com. Go check it out.
Let's play. Are you smarter than a fifth grade cricketer?
Right, it's time for Kat to check whether she is smarter than a fifth grade cricketer.
Uh-oh.
And the quiz this week is a simple quiz. It's just called Ben Stokes or Shane Watson. So,
do I get to choose just one of those to keep?
For each answer, you get to choose one of them, yes. You get to choose which one to keep.
This is, of course, a battle of retired ODI cricketers,
it is,
right?
Yes, because Ben retired from ODI since we last recorded. He said we'd had enough, or he's had enough.
Yep.
We probably hadn't had enough of him playing in ODIs. Maybe we had, I don't know. But he he's had enough.
Yeah.
And, of course, Ben Stokes' retirement got all the England journalists all in a fluster about how, you know, the ODIs are doomed. This, he can't keep playing.
Well, he was single-handedly keeping them alive, wasn't
Apparently,
he?
Apparently,
yes. Yeah.
Presumably none of these England journalists had noticed that, you know, most other countries' players have been retiring one format at a time for, well, since AB de Villiers has been retiring from, you know, more formats than actually exist.
So yeah, exactly.
It's been going on forever, so I'm not quite sure.
He's got the world record in retirements, yeah. AB. And, of course, Shane Watson has retired, and that was not the death of ODIs. No. So it probably should have been, but it wasn't. So we've got a good chance of hanging on to them.
Yes, Ben Stokes did come out at one point and say, players are not cars, which is really disappointing. Like he's saying, you can't just fill them up and get them to play. I wish you could. I'd love to see like players were cars. That would just make ODIs far more interesting if you could fill them up and let them out there. V8 Coley and all the rest. So anyway, that's nothing to do with this quiz.
No.
Although maybe I should have done a quiz of
which cricketers are cars. Well, that's a spoiler, of course. That makes it much easier for me to get the right answer now, knowing that no cricketers were cars.
Yes. Anyway, so the quiz is simple. I'm just going to ask you a series of questions. The answer to each question will be either Shane Watson or Ben Stokes, and you just have to tell me which one.
Okay.
So question one. Now, it is, of course, unfair to compare the two of them in cricket stats in ODIs because it does get a bit embarrassing for poor old Ben Stokes because Watto had the better batting average, better bowling average.
Well, no wonder he retired then.
Yeah, better in pretty much everything. But of the two of them, who captained their country in ODIs more?
Oh, it'd have to be Watto, surely. I mean, he must have captained at least a couple of times, surely.
Yeah, no, you are correct. 1 point for that. Watto captained 9 times.
Yeah.
And Stokes captained 3 times.
Ah, 3
Stokes
times.
Stokes does have the interesting stat that he had 100% win record as captain.
Again,
of the
good
ODI
time to
and of the test, I think. So he's doing all right.
Doing okay.
Question two. So 1-0 to you.
Mm.
Question two. Who has been player of the match in more World Cup finals, Ben Stokes or Shane Watson?
Oh, come on. This has to be Ben Stokes, surely.
It is indeed Ben Stokes. Hey. Ben Stokes was player of the match, of course, in the 2019 World Cup final. Mm. Poor old Shane Watson just has a couple of player of the matches in Champions Trophy finals, none in World Cup finals. So just has to settle for those back-to-back Champions Trophy player
of the matches.
It's
his fault for not playing in more World Cup finals because he would have been the man of the match, surely.
Question three. So you're 2 from 2 so Woo-hoo. Far. Very good. Question three. Who was LBW more often in ODIs? Was it Shane Watson or Ben Stokes?
Well, of course, we would immediately jump to the idea that this is Shane Watson. So, therefore, maybe it's a trick. I have to double think this now. Is it going to be Ben Stokes? In what category was this?
This is just in ODIs.
Just in ODIs.
Who's LBW more often?
Look, I have to go with Shane Watson.
You do. You're very right. There's no trick there. What a 17-3.
All right.
That's
okay.
A thrashing.
Fantastic.
All right. This one's an audio question. Now, this isn't to do with ODIs, sadly, but I'm including it anyway because it's a good bit of audio. Who famously said this? Who famously said, "Oh, in the dick," when he was hit in the dick while batting?
Now, this could be either of them. It sounds like Ben Stokes, but I reckon that might be Watto. I can't remember it, so I'm not sure, but I'll go with Watto.
No, sadly it was Ben Stokes. It was during an Ashes series, I think. He just got one right in the nuts. This was before he was even captain, which is when most England players get hit in the nuts.
More players should just yell that out so that the commentators don't have to tally around with weird sort of squirmy words about where they've been hit.
Yep.
They should just yell it out into the stump mic so that it's quite clear.
In the dick. Yep. All right. And this is your... it's not your final question. Almost your final question.
Mm-hmm. What am I, 3 from 4? 2 from 4?
3 from 4. So between them, these two players have 3 infamous deflections.
Mm-hmm.
And these are deflections after the ball has been delivered and a shot has been played. It doesn't include any deflections while facing up.
Wow.
So I'm going to tell you the 3 deflections and you tell me who's responsible for each of them.
Oh, I could go right down here.
So this is chronological order.
Okay.
After bowling a delivery, one of these two got in the road of a throw from their captain and it deflected away off their leg, saving the stranded batter from a run out.
Hmm.
So one of these two bowled a delivery. There was a run out chance, but instead they got in the road of the
shot. I just have a memory that this was always Ben Stokes. So I'll say Ben Stokes.
No, that was Shane Watson. Michael Clark from Point Blank range just pinged him right in the leg.
And Clark was very annoyed about it too, I seem to remember.
I'm not quite sure why Clark was annoyed. He wasn't the one that just had a cricket ball hurled straight into him. Anyway, so missed out on that one. All right, the second deflection. After defending a delivery back to the bowler, one of these two, while standing out of their crease, deflected a throw at the stumps from that bowler with their hand and was given out, handled the ball.
Well, that has to be Ben Stokes.
That was indeed Ben Stokes against Mitchell Starc, and everybody in England got very upset because Australia didn't withdraw the appeal.
Mm.
And willfully but not instinctively, I think, was the phrase that went around for that one.
Mm.
And the third infamous deflection, while completing a second run and diving for the crease, one of these two accidentally deflected the return throw from the outfield with their bat all the way to the boundary for four overthrows.
Again, Ben Stokes, champion of the deflections.
Yep, master deflector Ben Stokes. So you got a couple of them. I think you've only dropped a couple, which means there's only one more question left.
Oh.
Last question. Which player was ranked the second funniest cricketer of all time in my 40 funniest cricketers? Was it Ben Stokes or was it Shane Watson?
Well, really, they both made it fairly high up on the charts. Did. I would have to say this has to be Watto.
It was Watto.
Hey.
Yes. Ben Stokes was fourth. And
he
might be bumped up to third by now because this predated all his World Cup final antics and his Headingley stuff. And
yep. So oh, like even retiring.
Even retiring.
That adds to his comedy chops, surely.
Yes. So I think that's very good. I think you're definitely smarter than fifth grade cricketer.
Ben Stokes is always been one of my, since he debuted, he's always been one
before
of my favourite.
Before he debuted,
he was one of my favourite cricketers. And Watto, of course, is as well. So I won't say I'm a Ben Stokes Watto expert. I wouldn't do mastermind on that topic. But I think you should set the mastermind questions for that topic. I think that would be quite a tough ask.
Yep.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
Here we are in the Moeller Award, which is in tribute to underappreciated acts in cricket, named after the famous Scott Moeller, who couldn't bowl or throw.
Yep, allegedly. So, first one I've got here is South Africa, the South African cricket team.
The entire team?
The reigning Commonwealth Games 1998 champions, gold medalists.
Yep.
They're forfeiting their ODI series in Australia in January because they'd rather have a T20 tournament at home. So the forfeiture means that they're at risk of missing out on direct World Cup qualification, which, if nothing else, is a fantastic innovation. South Africa have always crashed out of World Cups in spectacular and exciting fashion.
Yep.
I like the idea they're trying to crash out of a World Cup before it even begins now. So this is fantastic. A whole new level from them.
Yeah.
So, well done.
Yeah. Adding to the fuss over the death of ODI cricket, correct?
Exactly, yeah. Yep. Ben Stokes isn't playing for them, so I can't be taken
yet.
Seriously.
He's not playing for them yet.
Yet, yes. But, yeah, on the plus side, I think it means that their home T20 tournament is looking sufficiently promising with all these players returning home that a whole heap of IPL team owners have bought up every single franchise.
Wow.
So I think there's going to be a lot of money thrown into that tournament all of a sudden, which might put a little bit of pressure on the BBC.
Yes, because it's happening in the same month. Yeah,
they're definitely going to overlap. I mean, the BBL goes twice as long, but I think this will suck out a lot of players who think, oh, maybe I'll just take a bit more money from South Africa than I will the BBL.
Interesting.
Does make me wonder, should the BBL switch formats to the 100?
or to ODIs.
or to ODIs. Perfect. Do you have another one?
So we're nominating here England's T20 or 2020 Blast Final, this is a convoluted kind of final over here. So
final ball even.
Yeah, yeah. Lancashire needed four off the last ball to win.
Yep.
And this is the final, so this is pretty exciting.
Yep.
Nathan Ellis of Hampshire bowled the batter. So he basically bowled him out, last ball, and they all celebrated and thought that was the end. And then I think they even set off their entire complement of fireworks and everything.
It was very exciting. People were pumping fists and
on their way
gears.
To the train and everything. And then the third umpire said, no, just hang on a tick. That was a no ball. So back to the drawing board. So he had to bowl it again.
Yeah, and because for some reason, no one knows why, no balls are worth two runs in the T20 blast. For some reason. So certainly instead of needing four to win, and to make it even more convoluted, it wasn't really four to win originally. It was four to tie, but because of in England, they love their complicated countback procedures. Because of the complicated countback procedures, a tie was effectively a win. So it went from four to tie, which was a win, to a no ball, which meant they had two to tie, which was also a win. So two to win, essentially.
Ooh, two to win.
Yeah.
So he bowled it again, and the Lancashire batters sneaked a bye, or they ran. They didn't hit it, and they tried to sneak a second bye that would have given them the win.
Yes.
But instead of allowing this sort of second sneaky run to go ahead to see whether they would get it, the umpires called dead ball, which isn't right.
No. Controversial. The officials came out later and said, that was okay. But I think you've pretty much got to say that after the result.
Yes, of course. So the ball was dead after just one run, which meant that there was no chance that they could possibly run the second. But anyway, lots of angst, lots of confusion, lots of angry people, I imagine.
That's still very exciting.
Actually, even after all that, I don't know who won.
Yep. I don't know either. It doesn't matter. I've got one more.
What have you got?
I've got Ian Botham announced, as we record this, he announced that he will be releasing an NFT.
Oh, God, that's petrifying.
It is indeed. Because I'm old enough to remember when Beefy's dick pics just caused immense irreversible damage to our Twitter timelines rather than, the Earth's climate. And I can only assume that NFT stands for nuts full todger.
Oh, God. That's one way of turning a negative into a double negative.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yep. So, very, very terrifying. So I wouldn't recommend signing up to any NFTs, but in particular not Ian Botham's NFTs.
Well, I mean, presumably NFTs, you only release one, so only one person has to buy this, right?
Yeah, I guess. I'm not quite sure. Well, maybe whoever he originally intended to send it to can now have it as a memento.
Good idea.
All right, so who's getting the muller this week?
Oh, Ian Botham.
Congratulations, Ian Botham. Please
Ian Botham's
turn your timeline to private. Yes. All right, that's it. You've been listening to Dan Lipke and Kat Jones. I'm at Leib Cricket. Kat is at Cricket Back Kat on Twitter. You can also follow us on at Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter. Like us on Facebook by searching for Can't Bowl Can't Throw. And we will see you all next week.
Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.